Kiddush and Beis Hamikdash.
Shkoyach. Okay. Eish Mikdash Shalosh Drachim, the Penis Atzim Asher Drachim, the Mikdash Vestesh Vashar Vibiyah. Vakesef. Vasham Yarmin Bedinner, Vashar Vidinner, Vashar Vidinner, Vashar Vidinner, Vashar Vidinner, Titus. Shaman with dinner. So his edges. Finally, I've included Bisham with some of the silver. And edges list all the times that Bisham is maple. It was usually Bisham is machmir, right? And it says how many times Bisham is maple and Bisham is machmir. So list this case. Because if a someone gives Nisha Pruto, according to Bezalel, she becomes an Isha Tish. According to Shammai, she does not. They're not married. So that's the case where Bishamai is more Mekel than Bezalel. Then Geisha says, the Av al Gab, the E called the Kiddush and the Acher, Chob Bishamai the Chumra, Mil Lavlach in Bishul. And even though it's true that this girl who took a pruto, this Isha took a pruto, and therefore Beis Hillel is the more machmir. If she'll go then and take a dinner from a second guy, so then it comes out she's married to the second guy, and therefore we see Bisham is really the more machmir. So why is the list saying, and as you're saying, it's a little machmir. That's only copy the first guy. We have the second guy, Bisham is more machmir. Tyson says, yeah, but we're not talking about the second guy. We're only, the list is only Lugaya to the first guy. And that's why it's not mentioned over there. But that's why it's only mentioned as a case where they still will come. So what we wanted to know was, what does Tyson mean that Bisham is becoming? When we say the kul, let's figure it out like this. When we say the kul of the chumra, usually we're talking about copying one thing. We did a certain mitzvah. Are we being mekel on the mitzvah? Are we being machmir on the mitzvah? So the gabi is the first condition she took. They said it was a chumra. So Tzai says, yeah, but the gabi is the second condition of Shabbat is a chumra. If you go ahead and take condition from the second guy, according to Beis Shammai, that's just called that she got married. She wasn't married the first time going to Bisham, because the guy gave her less than a dinner, more than a puta, less than a dinner. Now she's married to the second guy. So the Rosh Toivish asks, Mali, she married to the first guy, married to the second guy. Why is it called a chumra? Why is the place to say that that's called Bisham is going to chumra? We're talking about a certain mitzvah. Or we're passing the chumra in the mitzvah and the kula in the mitzvah. The guy with that first guy, according to Bisham, nothing changed. They were just never married. Now she's married to the second guy. But the guy with Bisham, she's married to the first guy. Where's the chumra in Bisham? If she would take kedusha from the second guy, why is Tosafot calling that a chumra in Bisham? That's the Yeah? That's what we were bothered about the other day. So what he says basically is, no. It's a chumra in Bisham because with the machmir in the first guy. Why is it a chumra in Bisham? It's a chumra in Bisham because now this first guy's married her. The Tosafot, but it's a chumra in Bisham too. Why? Because if she'll be makabel kedusha from the second guy, then it's a chumra. But not the pshat because now she happens to be married to the second guy. But just the pshat that she happens to be married to the second guy, the Rosh Tavish is asking, that wouldn't be called the chumra. That's just, you switch from the first guy to the second guy. So the chumra is that even in the maisa of the first guy, there's a chumra that lies in Beis Shammai. What's that? That guy. Think about one. That according to Beis Shammai, after the first guy married, after the first guy gives her a pruto, and now she's married according to Beis Hillel. Then the second guy gives her a dinner, and after the second guy gives her a dinner, if the first guy will have beer with her, so
according to Beis Shammai,
she's also to the first guy now.
For the second guy. Even,
no, the first guy. She's also to the first guy according to Beis Shammai. So clapping that first guy, meaning to say is, according to Beis Hillel, so now, Where's the Chumrah? I mean, that's an issue. He says it. Now, copy the first guy. He's totally off the third.
Yeah, but that's not a
Chumrah Beisham. It's Chumrah Beisham in Beisham. Yeah, but it's a Chumrah Beisham on this. Copy this Kedushin. We need to say like this. Ah, that's what he means. Hold on 1 second. We're asking, where's that a Chumrah Beisham? According to Beisham, the first Kedushin wasn't anything. And the second is a Kedushin. Where's the Chumrah? If you want to say there's a Chumrah, that means copy this same Kedushin that we're discussing as a Chumrah. Where's the Chumrah Beisham? Copy that. So what he's saying is, because now, according to Beisham, the first guy's boiler, he becomes us a Chumrah. Because she's really mad to the second guy, and there's the Isser to the boil. So he created. No. Because of the second Kedushin, he created a Chumrah. He created a
Kedushin. Why does the first guy care?
No. Because Beishamai. Forget how he passed, isn't that the point? We're saying. No, this is. We're saying how the feed Beishamai's stock, it comes out of Chumrah in this case.
Yeah, you hold
like Bezil. Who you hold like? It doesn't matter. No.
Yes.
No. Forget about it, bro. No, forget about it. No. That guy, I don't care what a guy holds. I don't care what a guy holds like. I don't care what a guy holds. The mice, what are the facts on the ground? The Gabe Reuven.
Then you're right.
The Gabe, that's what it means.
Then you're right.
It doesn't make sense. We don't care what Reuven holds. We care what comes out in the halacha. According to Reuven, We're not the pasuk halacha. We have to know what's the nafkamina lahalo. According, what happens to Reuven? According to Beis Hillel, initially there's a chumrah in Reuven, but in Beis Shammai it comes out as a soif that Beis Shammai is more of a chumrah in Reuven, because the chumrah of Reuven in Beis Hillel was that the creator created the isha. But if the chumrah now in Beis Shammai in Reuven, then now he's also to sprinkle. So Klape Reuven, we see that there's a nafkamina that Beshamah is what that's a toit mean. Meaning, the Gemara's listing cases where there's a nafkamina that Beshamah is more chumrah than Beshamah. So he says, but Klape in this scenario, even in Reuven, Beshamah is more chumrah than. Meaning, it's not enough just to say that toit mean that the chumrah is married to the second guy, because that's what we ask. Married to the first guy, married to the second guy. But Klape, the same case we're dealing with, it comes out of Chumrah, even because of Beshamah. Because he was bothered by a kasha that the Gemara and Edius is saying that in this halacha, Beshamah is always making. Because it's not sufficient. That's the Gemara, that's what it says in Edius.
In a regular case.
Yes, it's
in a regular case.
Irregular. Kabbal Kedushin that upset the Beshamah works. The second issue. And not right, and within each issue, on the same person, on the same. Doesn't say, yeah, the mission ideas is what I'm dealing with that. We're dealing with the initial Kedusha.
That's
exactly.
Because
we can
have
Chumrah
in anyone.
Yeah, but
here it's... Yeah, because I go to every kid. But it's in with... It speaks directly to the Makhlaikin.
No, the Chumrah's going on the
different person. I took a dinner. Yeah, but it's not
someone's going on the woman, not on the man, on the first guy.
On the first. Oh.
No, the chumrah is on Ishmael, right? But it's not going
now
on.
Now the people of Shammai, right. So according to. Right, so the Kula Beshammai was, there was no issue. Now the chumrah Beshammai is that she's also doing.
No, because according to Beshamah, she was a Beshamah.
That's the woman, that's what he's saying. Not because...
According to Beshamah, she's not a Shish, because it comes along.
The second guy comes in.
So the first guy,
right? They still married
her.
So the second guy comes in the whole dinner. Because Beis Shammai is enough.
It's a real problem. He knocks on the door. Hello, Mr. Cohen here. Take a pizza. Take a dinner. And then Mr. Cohen comes home and he's with Mr. Cohen.
Come on.
I believe he has a meal place.
Come on. That's right. That's right. Whereas according to Beis Hillel, everything's fine.
Right?
Everything's fine.
She's just accepting
gifts
from the neighbor.
Which meant nothing.
Why is that called?
Which wasn't
the
anyway.
Richer.
Exactly.
And he could be said they had the money from her because
my
he just made a dinner on the deal.
Huh. Okay, fine. Very good. Now. Now. Next place. Ba Pruto. Ooh, Beshova Pruto. I'm a Kaddish Nisho. So we learn out from Kesef, we learn out in the Gemara where the limit comes from, of Kesef. But the Mishnah doesn't say Kesef, it says Bapruta, and it says Shava Pruta. The value of Bapruta doesn't have to be actual Kesef, it could be the value, as old as where the Pruta. But twice the same. So why would the Misty Ela Bishava Pruta? Because Nan Bazov, Kamisha Pruta Zain, Haida Bishava Pruta, Lishim Skadeshus Bishava Pruta. It lists all the times that a Shava Pruta is good enough. And it says there's Shava Pruta, not Pruta Vishava Pruta. Shlaim is in Zana Kan Mekesef, Mepharish Beza Kesef, Dinah Masham Pruta Bishvila, Vishlo, Nitoloy Mekesef Tapka, Veloy Shava Kesef, Kadiyala Pkiz, Kikham, Say Ephraim, Siv Bey Kesef, Mepharish Shava Kesef. Since over here we're coming to say the ways of making Kedushin, the Kesef Shtan Bia, and we know that we're good, I mean, some of you already saw it in the Gemara, that we learned out Kesef from Kika Kika Mestei Ephraim, that's a Gezer Shoveh, that just like Avraham Avinu bought Manasseh Machpelah with Kesef, so Kedushin works with Kesef. You shouldn't think only Kesef. My Mishnah, the Mishnah added in, if it's Shoveh Kesef, it's also good enough. Because what Avraham Avinu used was Kesef Pashtun, not, I mean not Pashtun, but took him to say. He paid money, not, it wasn't a barter. It was money. So you shouldn't think that the Kedushin is only Kesef, it's also Shoveh Kesef. But fine, it's a fact, I didn't tell you. I mean, not the Shoveh Kesef or Kesef. So how do we talk and know that Shoveh Kesef is as good as Kesef? If you're saying that Avraham Avinu paid with Kesef, so, and not Shoveh Kesef, so how do we talk and know? How does the Mishnah talk and know? Where did it learn that from? That by Kedushin, Shoveh Kesef is Kesef. So the commonly violated crook of the Ebed Ibrahim, Ebed Ibrahim, the Gemara has to bring a raya. When Ebed Ibrahim pays his way out, he wants to live early, he can pay his way out, right? How does he pay? Either Kesef or Shoveh Kesef. How do you know? The Gemara has to prove it from Stukim. Yoshim Rabba Shoveh, right? This Mamish 2 days ago, it's Parsha. Yoshim Gulosa. Yoshim, right? Rabba Shoveh Kesef. Opinion of Ben, the Sibbe Kesef. Opinion of Ben, also the Torah says Kesef. The Gemara says later, Ravkana Shoko Sujib, Opinion of Ben. It says there in the Gemara, you look up the Gemara. It says that the Sudr was not really worth 5 shloim. Well, that's not really the point right now. The point in place right now is, look at Sudr. What's a Sudr? It's not Kesef, it's Shoko Kesef. Ravkana was a coin. He took a Sudr for Opinion of Ben. So you see my Opinion of Ben also. Shava Kesef is Kesef.
You just said that the case of Ben was worth less.
That's true. That is the case of tomorrow.
That could be a problem. So how did you learn from that Shava Kesef
is Kesef? Use the Sudr.
What was called
there's two. Well, there's a value of Kesef.
There's a value of Kesef. I have to give you $5. So you have to give
there's an additional. No. There's an additional finish in that tomorrow. I was saying too much, that's why I stopped. There happens to be an additional Kiddush in that Gemara that person could say Libidi Shoveli, which means the Gemara says there, Kana is a very important person. For him, it was very important that if you go out without a Sudr, it's mamish like, you can't do that. So for him, it's worth the $5. It's worth, for him personally, it's not worth $5. Even on the market, it might be worth $2 or $3. And economy, right? We're going to get back to that in a minute. Right now, it would seem that that's not important. What's important, I mean, it's a sorry Kiddush in the Gemara, but what Toys wants is Shoveh Kesef. The fact that he keeps the Sudr and that money, that's what Toys wants. But we'll get back to this in a second because there's a problem with this. So, Frank Toys, if you know, the Shoveh Kesef, the Kesef. So, how do you know? He's asking, How do you know about Kiddushin? And how do you know about Pidyon Abed? Miu, the Berakam of the Shavuot, Dorish Kval for the Kval. And first, Berakam Shavuot is Darshin by Pidyon Abed, Kval for the Kval. What does it say over there? Kval for the Kval. It says, what? You have a Shavuot for a second, Ellie? Let's read the Gemara for a second. It brings here, thank you, Ellie, so much. The Gemara here brings a call for the call. Let's see what it says here. It says, call for the call. If you do it, then call this call. The Eric will cast up Kamisha Skolin Prat. He called the call to a call. Cloud particle. He had to done in a prat. Everybody knows how cloud particle works. The Torah says a cloud. Then it says kesef kamisha shkolim. That's what it says by Pidyon Aben. And then it says another cloud. Cloud particle. He had to done ella ke'ena prat. Whenever the Torah says cloud particle, it means that you should darshin ke'ena prat. What does ke'ena prat in this case mean? Ma'a prat, which is kesef mufurish dover metalta mukufam balmin. It's a metaltalin, not karka. And it's group of moment that has value. I've called up and without the group of moment. So therefore, anything that's metaltalin and its group is worth moment can be used for Pidyon Aben. Yotzu, this excludes karkois and metaltalin. Yotzu, this excludes avodim and kanagni shukshul karkois. And yotzu shtaris is also excludes shtaris avamish metaltalin and any group of moment. The star, it doesn't have the value in the star. The value of the star. The physical kufa star is whatever the paper's worth. But it's what the star represents. The star represents $1,000, whatever it is. That's not called kufa moment, so that's also out. So cloud pradu cloud, we learn out, even though the paper says kesef, but we know that we don't limit it just to kesef. We darsh from ke'ena prat. And ke'ena prat marva everything besides karka and star is fine. So it says, that's what the Gemara says in Shavuos. Aval gabi eretz and the tzivik kesef hektish nami the non gabi makdish the erish hektish if the kesef the shavu kesef but by erich and by hektish minoz and the shavu kesef go kesef. Yeah. Mi hektish nami of tradition and klal par klal hektish also maybe hektish also maybe yudash and klal par klal even though he doesn't have such a gemara tosfos he said mechayr it would make sense the ahein hektish nip the bekarko. Because you can't be part of a karka, it's been mazov. And Omer in Ekdush Mishkalik of karka, there's more Omer, but not on the case of a komloi. The komanami means they're important in Ekdush Mishkalik of Mishtar. So you see there's no karka, there's no star. So maybe there's a cloud part of cloud there also. Avogade, Kiddushin, the Erechim, you know. But at the end of the day, we're stuck with Kiddushin and Erechim. How do we know the Shavu Ketsu Ketsu? And so it's the answer is Yishleim and Yafinu Me Eben Ivri. We'll learn it out from the Eben Ivri. Okay. Which is also mashma, by the way, in Rashi. The top Rashi in the Ches Meralis. If you look at the top Rashi in the Ches Meralis, it says Shova Kesef Kesef. Rashi says Gabi Kedushin Kesef Kesef, but Shova Kesef is Rabbi Kesef. How do we know? Because Amino the Kaman Yoshiv, the Rabbi Shava Kesef. That's the passage by Eben Ivri. Hilchos Ki Kesef Ve'in the Kain. You see, Rashi is also learning that the way we learn Shava Kesef Ke Kesef from Kedushin is learned that from Eben Ivri. That's what Tosfos is coming to Matzkon of it. Two big problems. The Parsha of Pshat and Tosfos. Number one is look at that Pshat and Tosfos. The Gemara says in the Chesimun Aleph like this. Oh, we were just on the Chesimun Aleph. Okay. Go back to it. The Gemara here brings the Braisa, the Septa, right in the middle of the Amid, a little bit higher than the middle. Last word of the line is Zeh. Egel Zeh. You see that? Yeah? The Gemara says like the Tanya. It's a Septa, a Braisa, the Tanya. Egel zeh lepidyon b'ni, talus zeh lepidyon b'ni. A person wants to give an egel or a talus for pidyon aben. That doesn't count because he didn't specify much it's worth. Ego zeh b'chamei slom the pidyon b'ni. Tala zeh b'chamei slom the pidyon b'ni. Bonoi podoi, it's a good pidyon. Good pidyon. So what is it saying here in the price, though? That you can use an egel or a talis for pidyon aben. A few lines later, I mean, we're not getting into the sugya now or how it connects. When we get up to the Gemara, we'll see. But a few lines later, he brings this din of Rav Kahana. It says, Kehod Rav Kahana shoko sug bebe pidyon aben. Amalei lididi chazul licham islam. To me, it's worth five. That's the... right? So now, Rav Kahana is a chiddush, because you can say lididi shavili. Rav Kahana is an amira. Now, if you're Tosfos and you're trying to bring a raya that by picking the ben, shava kesef could work just as good as kesef, so where would you bring a raya from? If you from that kesef?
From the
braisa. First of all, it's a braisa.
It's not from like Kahana.
Yeah. First of all, it's a braisa. Rav Kahana is an amira. Second of all, Rav Kahana is already more complicated because it's bringing in the even more chidushim of Levi Chazili. Tosfos is not interested in Levi Chazili. Tosfos wants to prove one thing. Shava Kesef looks like Kesef. That's a Mefur Shabraisa. Egel Zele Pinya B'ni. Tala Zele Pinya B'ni.
Rav Kahana is a Raya. That Shava Kesef is Kesef.
No, the Braisa is a Raya.
You ask him to accept the Shava Kesef is Kesef.
Yeah, but the Bryce says, the Bryce says, if I give you a talis, I'm yoked in the midst of the event. So why is that?
The Bryce didn't work at
all. Yeah, that's
not. The Bryce was Rav Kahana.
Still Shava Kesef.
It's still Shava Kesef. What is this? You want to do? You allowed to use Shava Kesef. The reason
you have to. Did you want to do that? You can do Shava Kesef in a blanket thing?
Are you
really?
Yeah. It's,
when you use
Shabbat
Kesef, there's a whole bunch of other rules.
Well, that's in the
sugya. That's
in the sugya over there. Why you have to specify
that. But it could be that if you gave the price, if you use the price, then you say, there's a whole bunch of rules.
The Gemara says that the only reason the price is said, you have to have five. The Gemara, the Gemara is, the only reason the price is said you have to say five is because those are the problem where it was. And you had to fill the Didi Shabbat. It's much like in the Gemara why the Bryce said five. But that's for sure. How does it work? The Torah said Kesed. One second. The Torah said Kesed. How am I going to get Talis? As far as I know, the only way I could do that is because it's a Kal part of Kal that says, Shmuas Abdal and Mabez, that didn't give a Talis. That's called Shabbat Kesed. The price is the right of other condition.
No,
One kasha is, there's a Mefurish Abraisa that says this. Before we get to the Didi Shabbalis, before we get to Rav Kahana did, there's a Mefurish Abraisa, whether it says five, not five, that says I can give a talis for pidyon aben. How in the world could that be? Only one way. Because Shava Kesef works by pidyon aben. Why are you not giving five slum cash money? The Torah says cash money. There's only one way to get it to use a talis. Shava Kesef works. So when Torah says, when Tosfos says Shava Kesef got Kesef, Shava Kesef got Kesef, or Pidyon Aben, Dichtiv Be Kesef, by Pidyon Aben that the Torah said Kesef, but I'm going to come on, and the Gemara says later, Rav Kahana Shokla Shokla Pidyon Aben, Minola and the Shava Kesef got Kesef. That line of Tosfos. He's saying, the Torah told us he is Kesef and Pidyon Aben. And I have a riot from the Gemara later on that Shava Kesef works. Minola, how do you know Shava Kesef works? So now we have a kasha. You have to go to Rav Kahana to bring that right. The price would have been enough. In the car, the price is better. Why? The Braisa comes earlier in the Gemara. The Braisa is kind of not on the Gemara. The Braisa is not necessarily getting involved with the Yiddish government. The Braisa, without getting involved with the whole Sligan Dap guys. The Berisha Braisa. The Sefta, whatever you want to call it. Kasha. Kasha number two, what is the answer? What is the answer? Mio, the answer is, but better come to Shul is Dorish, Klau, Prada, Klau. Oh, that's the better. So when Tari says, having me in a Wibbers, the Gemara, and Shul is? Yeah. That's for sure, the Tari says, the Gemara, and Shul is one line before also. The Gemara, and Shul is says, Mephurish, I read it to you. It says, Mephurish, that by pinning the Ben is the Klau, Prada, Klau. That's the answer. That's how you know that it's not only Kesef, because it's Ke'ein HaPrat. And that's how you know the Shabbat Kesef too. So what if it's thinking how, the answer is the first you go on choice. What was the kasha? Those are the two kashas. What do you mean? Kaina Prat. Anything besides Karka and Shtaris, the Gemara says. The Gemara says. Anything besides Shtaris and Karka. Anything that's Metalto, but Gufa Mum. That's what Shabbat Kesef is, right? It's something. These are the two kashas that the. So this my Rebbe said mamish everything that we're saying now, but it's also but I late Malin said it before. Mamish, that's in the photocopy. So Rabbi Malin, so let's see inside. Let's see what he says. Yep, let me look. Who has copies?
Yes, mine.
Come on, there are a bunch of copies.
No, there wasn't. I never have a copy.
Yes,
sir. Sure. I didn't have a copy.
What's the difference
in
the month? Oh, there are more copies.
We only
got one.
You
only expect one this year. You really
didn't expect
one of you this year. No, but I brought them over yesterday. I brought them over one over here. Maybe there's one of Mike tomorrow. 1 second. No, there was a few on the table yesterday. I didn't run the show. I'll talk about them. That's his kashas. These are his two kashas, okay? Tarechim, very quick. Look what he says at the beginning. Tarechim, Woman lo yiziu me abraisa mefureshes. No, look from the beginning. Position of bay is in the history of the position of the Kesef. A bit of a has to be then. Tarechim, Woman lo yiziu me abraisa mefureshes. Eagles are the thing you need. The Mahani. The Vim Rav Kana. Why do you bring him from Rav Kana? That's kasha number one. The Vim is kasha number two. He loy yodu a toys with me a cloud, me a brat. He's a chin of a pin in a den. The Gemara and Shlu is the Mahani Shabba Kesef. Well, my hip shoot. What was the kasha in the first place? It says like this. We'll learn it together, I guess. Which one would be drosh the cloud prat of Pidin Aben? Which last court in Madin is Kesef, the cloud prat marva shrub a Kesef from the Maiz Karkoi. Or you shlema the cloud prat marva komi, the Kesef of Omer Shom, Eno Ela Prat, the Rabbi is Kaina Prat.
What I said to
you,
exactly what I
well,
said.
You didn't say the Lomb with it. Hold on. I don't know. I want to get to the Lomb with it. What do you say?
You
said it's not the same thing. What do you say?
It's not going to be enough for Ryan. Maybe the cloud.
Abada, but why? Yeah, but why?
So tell me why.
Okay, let's tell you why.
I'm sure you know.
Like this. There's two ways to understand the cloud part of the cloud. I'd rather do it inside, though, because you might get it better. There's two ways to understand the cloud part of the cloud. When we say cloud part of the cloud, the Gemara in Shmuel says that by opinion of Ben and Tolan, by opinion of Ben and Tolan says Kesef, the cloud part of the cloud tells us it's everything else also, not besides Karka. Is the pshat that the main thing the Torah is saying is you have to give kesef, right? And that's what it means. Just the klal for the klal adds it's moisis that shava kesef also has a din like kesef, meaning kesef is the thing we're aspiring to. There's something called kesef. That's what you have to have. But there's a chiddush that shava kesef could work as good as Kesef, or no, the Pshat and Klal part of Klal is, everything works. You know what works for Pidin Aben? An Ego, a Talis, a Kesef, a this. Why did the Torah pick Kesef? Only because the Torah needed a dogma, the Torah needed an example. Ke'ena Prat means take this prat as a dogma so that you understand what falls into the category. You want to know what falls into the category? Everything which is metalklin, begufa, mummy. How do I know? Because I gave you an example called kesef. But it's not the pshat that I gave you kesef and now you need that the shava kesef has a din like kesef in order for it to work. The shava kesef works independently from the kesef. They both work. Just when the Torah gives an example for you to learn out what the in a prat is, it shows kesef as an example. It's not like, right, one way of looking at it is like kesef is the father. But the chiddush of the cloud for the cloud, the shava kesef could also work just like the kesef. The other way is no, the cloud for the cloud is just saying everything works. Is kesef at a higher status than the eagle? No. The eagle, the cash money, the talents, they're all the same. Just kesef was the dogma the Torah chose to use. What's enough to do between these two ways of looking at it? Doctor, do it by heart again?
No.
Because I can.
It's fine. I know
you could. That's what he said until now, right? That's what you read inside just now. Well, the visa nimsa. Now, if you're going to say the second way, that they're all confident about means everything's equivalent, everything works. Just the example the Torah happened to use with kesef. The Torah could use the example of eagle also. Except we would have gotten confused what the kolam are, because maybe it has to be an animal, I don't know, whatever. But the nimsa, the ain't cloud the thing that bends in kesef for shova kesef ka kesef. It would come out according to that, it's not the pshat shova kesef is ka kesef. Other Trevai was shov in Hemel. They're both equal. The chol kafei tzimahad in the ben. Every chepetz works for fitting the ben. The noisim le chepetz shova chamesh shkot. There's only 25 slots. The kesef ain't no elo prat. This is speaking out what I just spoke out now. Kesef is just an example. Kamo shat brought them shibachal prat. The chol atar kula. Then ba prat din klal. Al rak le rabbas kena prat. Klal par kal bachor atar kula. We don't say that the thing the Torah mentioned is the main thing. And everything else that's included is going to be like that thing. No. Cloud by the cloud is that the Torah meant all these things. Just chose one as an example.
So
that's the pshat in cloud by the cloud. Generally. The question is, what about over here? Is that what's happening over here also? Or is over here the lumb is a little bit different? The test of the thing and everything else is being marvelous to be like the thing. But Hanami kesef bin Ben ain't no cloud in kesef. And then to the fees, it's like a cloud, but bin Ben loyd in kesef, loyd in shava kesef. So if you look at this cloud part of cloud in a way that how it usually works for Kol HaTorah Kulo, it's not kesef and shava kesef, and shava kesef has been like kesef. That's not the pshat. Pshat is, what works to fit in a ben? 1,000 things. An egel, a talus, a chair, 5 shloim, a shirt, as long as it's all worth 5 shlom, it's all the same. Just the Torah chose kesef as an example to learn out what the principles were. Oh. A pizza yishloimar, demloya yaklaud in shava kesef kesef bin naben. Now, okay, that's if you would look at it the way it normally is. Yeah? What's the other way to look at it? That no, there's something called kesef, and what the cloud part of cloud is doing is teaching me that we're expanding the boundaries of what's called kesef. We're being my bet that the shava kesef could also be called kesef. That would be the other way to look at it. Lamai nap kamina. 5 shlom, of course. The Torah says 5. The value of 5. That's right. But the talus of 5 is the same thing.
My
nap kamina. Oh, my nap kamina. Listen to this. Al pizay yishloima. Look at this barrier. You have it? Al pizay yishloima. Listen to this. The more you hold your cloud din, shava kesef, the kesef, the kesef, the kesef, the more you hold your cloud din, shava kesef, the kesef, the kesef, the kesef, the kesef, the kesef. Now, kamina is, can you say with the shava? That's enough kamina. The ratim yish din kesef, vinyah ben, yish din shal shava kesef, the kesef. Or gam, did he shovel the mahan in the shabby shovel kesef? Oh, it's a little late. We won't be the best. You have to be the best in the side. Let me just figure it out. Well, one second. Tell me. So what? Well, let me just finish this bar and then just come. You look at the rest of it inside, but what's he saying? Gavaldi. He's saying, if you're going to look at this cloud part of cloud, the way cloud part of cloud usually works, b'cholos or kula. So then he says, there's no mukum to say with the b'sholim. The Torah said, everything is equal. In ego, the Torah said 100 things. It said, for bringing the band, give a kohen. An ego with 5 kohen, a palace with 5 kohen, a chair with 5 kohen, 5 kohen, a hat with 5 kohen, a shirt with 5 kohen. That's what the Torah said. Yeah? Someone that lives to all of the 5 slum. No. If that would be true, there's no room for the Bidi Shavali. The Torah said that's the value. If that's how much you have to get. It's only once you say that there's a different lumbus in this car product problem. The lumbus in the car product is that we had something called Kesef, and then we took that thing that 5 slum of Kesef, and we said in Halacha the definition is going to be expanded. If you have something worth that amount, it's also Nichlal and Kesef. Once the definition is expanded, if you have something worth that amount, it's also Nichlal in what's called Kesef, then there's room for the Chiddush that if it's worth it to you, it's also called Kesef. Yeah, that's right. But in one of them, you already were moistened on the regular definition of kesef, what kesef is. You already, according to the second way, according to the first way of learning, an eagle got nothing with kesef, just like. But just, no one would ever think for a minute. No one would ever think for a minute that I could take 2 sloim. Let's say the Torah only said kesef and there was no cloud protocol at all. No cloud protocol at all. This is what he says. I'm speaking out what he says. Just kesef. No one would ever take 2 sloim and say, did you shovel the fire? Why? Yeah, 2 sloim. To me, it's no fire. No. It doesn't exist, right? He's saying, if the cloud part of cloud would be that everything is, the Torah is saying everything independently, an ego of 5, a talus of 5, form of 5, there's no room to say to me it's worth 5, worth 5. The Torah said 5. Only if you say that over here there's a special lumbus called what we call Shavakesef Kakesef, which means the Torah said 5 slum. Then the cloud part of cloud went ahead and expanded the definition of what 5 slum means. You know what? If it's worth 5 slum too, that's called 5 slum. Then already you can hear that the definition, I mean, it's still a finisher kind of thing, but you can hear it, that the definition is expanded to be anything which is worth to you 5 slum. So Dr. Barlev and Rashiva said, that's Pshat and Taisus. Avada Taisus knew the Gemara and Shavuos originally. But Taisus thought the Gemara and Shavuos was a regular cloud by cloud like it is in Kol HaTorah Kula. In Kani had a kasha, how can you say Shavakesef Kakesef? But his kasha was never from the Brisa. Why not? Because all it says in Brisa is that you can have an eagle. That's worth 5. You can tell us it's worth 5. That Tyson's new is okay. That's the cop out of cloud. Tyson's new, don't have no problem with that. Tyson's only problem is, look, he's shoveling. Who told you that you could do Shavakesef Kakesef? That the lumbness is a totally different lumbness. That Taisus didn't know yet from the Gemara and Shavuos, because Taisus thought the Gemara and Shavuos meant the regular way to understand Klal Pada Klal. On that he had a kasha. On Rav Kahana Dafka he had a kasha. Not on the Braisa. You follow? The Braisa had no kasha because he already knew Klal Pada Klal from Shavuos. On the Lididi Shavuos he has a kasha. Who told you that the lumbus over here is a special lumbus called Shavakesef Kakesef, which would allow for the Lididi Shavuos? On that he had a kasha. That he answers, oh, must be that cloud part of cloud in Shavuos, which I heard in it before, it has a different love than every other cloud part of cloud that we generally know of. And that's what he's saying in the Gemara in Shavuos. Huh? Yeah. The answer, how Rav Kahana got his din, yeah. Yeah. You have to look at the resume, sorry. Huh? It's a very long,
Objective. Yep.